Andrew Carnegie was one of the world's richest men. He made a fortune in the oil and steel industries, but spent most of his life giving his money away. Carnegie was born in Scotland in 1835. When he was 13 years old, his family immigrated to the United States. A year later, he started to work for $1.20 a week. He was intelligent and hardworking, and it didn't take him long to become rich. But he always remembered the day he wanted to use a library in Pittsburgh, but was not permitted to enter. He was disappointed to learn that the library was for members only. As Carnegie's fortunes grew, he started to give his money away. One of his biggest desires was to build free public libraries. He wanted everyone to have access to libraries and education. He believed that education was the key to a successful life. In 1881, there were only a few public libraries. Carnegie started to build free libraries for the people. Over the doors of the Carnegie Library of Pittsburgh, carved in stone, are his own words, "Free to the people." By the time Carnegie died, there were more than 2,500 public libraries in the English-speaking world. But building libraries was not his only contribution. In his book, The Gospel of Wealth, he tried to persuade other wealthy people to give away their money. These are some of the ideas he wrote about in his book. To give away money is the best thing rich people can do. It is the moral obligation of the wealthy to help others. It is important for a rich person to set an example for others. It is not good to have money if your spirit is poor. It is the mind that makes the body rich. It is a disgrace to die rich. By the time he died in 1919, Carnegie had given away more than $350 million.